Today Shem Sechta Psachim Daf Kuf Hei. We will begin Ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kuf Hei Amen Aleph. We had learned the Gemara on Daf Kuf Amen Aleph, a Machloikis Rabbi Yosef and Yehuda, when somebody had begun to eat a Suda on Erev Shabbos, and then he was eating and it became dark, it became Shabbos. Does he have to stop his meal as Shabbos begins? Rabbi Yehuda held that he has to stop his meal, and we learned Oikrim is a Shulchan. We learned that they removed the entire table, and after they remove the entire table, that's when they make Kiddush, and afterwards they go back to eating. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, held that there's no reason to stop the meal. You could continue eat the meal, finish the meal, say Birch Samazen, and then say Kiddush. And then we learned that Shmuel, we learned various ways of understanding a Shmuel representing another opinion of the Tanoim that disagree, a third opinion that disagrees with Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Is Shmuel just a variation of Rabbi Yossi? But be as it may, Shmuel held that you have to be Paris Mappa Makadish. If in the middle of the meal it became dark, put out a cloth, a tablecloth, a cover over the food, make Kiddush, and then go back to your meal. Actually, as we learned, that is the halacha. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara goes back to discussing that halacha. It says the Gemara, "Chananya b'Shami v'Tamid the Rav have Yasi b'Sedusa." They were sitting in a meal. V'Koyale Rav Hamnuna Saba. Rav Hamnuna Saba was serving them. Amale. So Chananya b'Shami and the Tamid the Rav said to Rav Hamnuna Saba, "Zil Chazi m'Kadoshoy, please go outside and see if it became dark, because if it became dark, Nafsik will stop this meal, will do Akiris HaShulchan, V'nikvel HaShabbosah, and will make Kiddush, will establish the meal, L'Sudah Shabbos." And that means that they were going to say that we're going to do what Shmuel said, we'll stop the meal, we'll be Paris Mappa Mekadosh, and then go back to the meal. Amalhu, so Amnuna Saba said that wasn't necessary. There's no need for you to do so. The Shabbos covers Sol HaNafsha. That means the meal itself, since the halacha is, one may not eat till you make Kiddush, that is considered the division between the Sudas Chol and Sudas Shabbos, and there's no need to do anything else besides being Paris Mappa. What's the raya that is adequate? He said the raya that's adequate. Damar Rav Kishem Shabbos Kavas Lamasa. The halacha is that once fruit produce is brought into the house, we have to take off Meiser. Not only does the halacha tell us that we have to take off the Meiser once it's brought into the house, the halacha is that if it wasn't brought into the house and you're not eating it in a permanent fashion, in a permanent fashion, then it's not, you could eat it achilas saroy without having taken off meiser. However, the Mishnah Masechta Trumas Perches Mishnah Gimel teaches us you're not allowed to eat tevel even an achilas saroy if it's Shabbos, because the cheshivas of Shabbos makes that it should be considered even a temporary eating, should even an achilas saroy actually should have the status of an achilas kva. So the same thing that is the ability that Shabbos has to make, so too, as soon as Shabbos comes, it's kaveya nusuda, and there's no need to do more than paris mapa makadosh. There is no reason to do a kirish shulchan. So Ran, of course, tries to explain what is the connection between the halacha of meiser and the halacha that we're learning about kiddush. So Ran explains, what we're learning from the halacha of Meiser is that every Suda of Shabbos has a chshivas on its own. The same thing, as soon as Shabbos comes, it transforms the meal that we were eating till now, which was just a weekday meal, into a Shabbos meal. And that transformation of a weekday meal to a Shabbos meal, it has a tremendous strength in halacha. When I say it has a tremendous strength in halacha, what he meant to say was that is enough to be mafsik the suda, and there is no need to also be pyrus mapa makadish. There is no need to do that as well. This alone could accomplish what it needs to be accomplished. Kach kavas l'kiddush. So the Rashbam explains, what does it mean, kach kavas l'kiddush? As we're going to spend time discussing in today's shir, the halacha is that one may not even take a drop of water until he makes kiddush. And even, explains Tosfos, if he had begun eating during the day at a time when he's allowed to eat, the halacha is he's not allowed to, he has to stop as soon as Shabbos becomes. Because, as the Rosh explains, as soon as Shabbos comes, that chi of kiddush is so strong that it takes over, which is the declaration of the beginning of Shabbos, that it stops everything that I've been doing to do. And as the Magen Avraham explains, they were so machmer in this halacha, as we're going to learn in our shir today, that you're not allowed to even be toyim, you're not allowed to even take a drink of water before kiddush. And that's the halacha that the Shulchan Aruch paskins and Hilchas Kiddush, in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Dalet and Aruch Chaim, that also litoyim koyim kiddush, you're not allowed to even take a taste of water once the time for kiddush comes. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains that by all mitzvahs, the halacha is, even though the time for doing a mitzvah has come, Chazal were lenient that you could take a taste of water before you do the mitzvah. Kiddush and Havdalah, explains the Shulchan Aruch Harav, is different. Because the halacha of Kiddush and Havdalah teaches us that we're supposed to make a Kiddush for Havdalah as soon as the day comes, particularly Kiddush, as we're going to learn. The Chiv Kiddush comes as soon as the new day begins. Since the Zman of the Kiddush of Havdalah were established in such a fashion that they have to make the Kiddush when Shabbos begins. So unlike every other mitzvah where there is no specific requirement that the mitzvah be done as the mitzvah is as at the time that the Zman mitzvah begins, that's why the halacha is that Kiddush comes, the Zman Kiddush comes, I have to stop my meal. So we see from here that we don't have to do a Kira Shulchan, he said. All we had to do is just be Paris Mapa Makadish. Savimina. So from what they just heard, the Tamidim thought, Keichi Kavu Kiddush, that's like we saw that the strength of Shabbos is that as soon as Shabbos comes, we have to make Kiddush, we have to Paris Mapa Makadish. Kach Kavu Avdola. So too, with the Avdola, have the same halacha that as soon as the Zman Avdola comes, I may not eat. That means, let's say somebody was eating Shabbos afternoon. He was eating Shal Shudas. This is the easiest way of explaining the Gemara. And now the Zman Avdola comes. The Gemara is assuming that as soon as the Zman Avdola comes, I have to stop whatever I'm doing and make Avdola. Amalu Rav Amram, to which Rav Amram commented to them, Hachem Rav, this is what Rav told us, L'kiddush kavas, that indeed as soon as the Zman of Kiddush comes, we have to make Kiddush, v'loy l'Avdala kavas, but that halacha does not apply by Avdala. By Avdala, we don't have to be so strict, and by Avdala, even if the Zman Avdala comes, you don't have to stop your meal to make Avdala. And there are many reasons given by the Rishonim why there's a difference between Avdala and between Kiddush and Avdala. The Rebbeinu B'chaya, this is the main explanation that most Rishonim suggest. The Rebbeinu B'chaya explains that Havdalah represents that we're leaving Shabbos. So if somebody is so quick to leave Shabbos that as soon as the Zman Havdalah comes, he immediately makes Havdalah, it means, it shows as if he's chasing away, as if he's anxious to see Shabbos end. And that's just the opposite of what we want. We want to hang on to Shabbos. And therefore, one doesn't make Avdolah immediately. Rabbeinu Tam takes a whole different approach. He says the Gemara assumed that Kiddush and Avdolah are equivalent. And therefore, whatever is the halacha by Kiddush is the halacha by Avdolah. To which the Gemara comments that Avdolah is not as serious as Kiddush. Kiddush is a much more serious halachic, much more serious halacha than Havdalah. And with Kiddush, you have to immediately stop, but not Havdalah. Another pshat is that Kiddush, the Rosh suggests, is a greater representation of Kavod Shabbos. And since Kiddush is a greater representation of Shabbos, that's why we have to be mafsik for Kiddush and not for Havdalah. The Itur, very much along the same line as the Rebbeinu B'chaya, says, by Shabbos, we want to show that we're anxious, we're excited that Shabbos is coming. How is that shown? That the moment Shabbos begins, we right away make Kiddush. By Havdalah, there's a specific point, Hamachrim Lotzeis Min HaShabbos. We want to delay leaving Shabbos. So if the halacha, it would be that we have to make Havdalah immediately, it would be just the opposite. It would be like we're showing that we're not anxious to hold on to Shabbos. And then I saw a pshat from the Ran that the halacha, that Kiddush requires Kiddush b'makom suda, whereas Havdalah, as we know, does not require Kiddush b'makom suda. So we see that halacha shows us that as soon as Shabbos comes, that we should make Kiddush. Because otherwise, if we're going to continue eating the meal, going back to an issue that we discussed, in fact, on Daf Kuf, when we learned Daf Kuf, we asked, according to Rabbi Yossi, the halacha, if you're going to finish your meal and then only make Kiddush, how will you have fulfilled the obligation of Kiddush B'makom Suda? And the two terutzim, we gave more than maybe two terutzim, but the main two terutzim, one is that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold a Kiddush B'makom Suda, like Shmuel Paskins. And the other way we learned is that he does hold of Kiddush B'makom Suda, but he holds that the Kiddush could follow the Suda. The Kiddush can't precede the Suda. But explains the Itur, explains the Ran, that isn't necessary the halacha. The halacha is Kiddush B'makom Suda means that the Kiddush should precede the Suda. And since the Kiddush has to precede the Suda, we want to make the Kiddush immediately and not have the Suda precede it. By Avdolah, there is no such halacha. How says the Gemara, but this that we just learned, that when the Zman Havdalah comes, we need not immediately stop our meal in order to eat, in order to make Havdalah. Hani Mili, Linyan Mifsuk Dolei Mafskinen. We're not obligated to stop our meal after the Zman Havdalah comes. Avla Schuli, to begin a meal, Loi Mafskinen. We may not begin a meal when the Zman comes. And I saw that Tosfos Hanimili says that from here we see that they used to eat late in the day, and the halacha is that they don't have to stop. Says the Gemara, Omefsek Nami Lo Yamarin, and this halacha that we said, we don't have to stop our meal, is only lachila. If we're eating, we don't have to stop eating at that time. Al b'shtia, but if we're drinking, that shtia is not considered so choshev, and if the Zman Havdalah comes, we have to stop the meal. That's the way Rashi explains. Tosfos has somewhat of a different explanation to the Gemara. Tosfos says that the reason we don't have to stop, is because I have a kvius. I've already have a kvius on the achila, so I don't have to stop. But shtia, says Tosfos, is not considered something that is a kvius. And since it's not considered something that has a kvius, when I'm stopping, it's not really considered that I'm stopping. And therefore, I have to stop. There are Rishonim, however, say that it depends on what I'm drinking. Rabbeinu Yonason says, if I'm drinking wine And wine is a beverage, as we know, that you can make havdalah. So since wine is a beverage that you can make havdalah, so you shouldn't drink wine when there's man havdalah. If that's all you're doing, you're drinking wine, so you should be continuing to drink wine once there's man havdalah came. But if you're not drinking that type of a beverage, maybe we could be more lenient. This that we said, that v'shtiyah continues the Gemara, nami le'maran al b'cham v'shikra. Why? Avamaya, since it's not that significant, leslamba, you could drink before havdalah and even begin drinking water before havdalah. However, says the Gemara, pligi derav huna. This that we said, that you could drink water, even though this man havdalah came, even though you're not in the middle of a meal, is different than what Rav Huna taught us. Rav Huna chazil hu gavra. Rav Huna saw this individual. The shas emaya koyd mavdala. He was drinking water before avdala. Amalei le'mastafa mar maskra. Are you not concerned about maskra, which is a death through choking, which is a very serious death? The tanam shmeid Rav Kiva. Kol atayim klum. If you even take a drop of water before Avdallah, misasa ba'askra, it says the Gemara, Rabbanan d'Rei Rav Ashi, loy kapta mayim, they weren't makbid, and would they drink water before making Avdallah. So we saw here that you can't begin a meal, but you don't have to stop a meal. You can't begin drink, but if you're drinking, you have to stop. So Taisus asks a question that the Medrash says, "Hashoy semayim bein hashmoshes." If somebody chas v'shalom drinks water at the time of bein hashmoshes, goizel as kroivif hamesim. It causes. It's as if he's stealing from the mesim, and the reason is, the Rosh explains, because that was the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter. Dar Zeruah explains because that's the time, and others explain that that's when the mesim, Rachmal Tzlan, go back to Gehenna, and the heat of Gehenna obviously is quite intense, and they drink water at that time. So the question is, how could you drink at that time? So Tosfos teaches us that as long as you began eating at a proper time on Shabbos afternoon, all these halachas don't apply. Others say that the zman for that you're not allowed to drink water is actually not Shabbos afternoon. That's only it's Friday afternoon, and they explain that they say that's the opinion of the Rambam, because the mason come out of Gehenna Friday afternoon, and that's when they drink. Shabbos afternoon they don't drink. Another pshat that I saw is that it's only water from a well that you're not allowed to drink, and a third pshat that I saw is that you're not allowed to drink water. But other beverages, like that are not water, one may drink at that time. The Aruch HaShulchan says that when we're saying that if we're eating, we're not allowed to be mafsik, we don't have to be mafsik for Avdallah, it only means, says, we're only speaking about eating bread. But let's say somebody was eating other types of food. If it wasn't a real suda, the halach is, for Havdalah, you have to be mafsik. So the halacha tells us, the Rashbam, is that even though our Gemara is having discussion if you're allowed to drink water before Havdalah, everybody agrees that you're not allowed to drink water before the Zman Kiddush. So the Prima Gadim explains, because Kiddush is a Chiv Deraisa, Havdalah may not necessarily be a Chiv Deraisa, and that's why the din by Kiddush is more stricter than it is by Havdalah. The Rosh explains that Shabbos is always an Achilas Kva, as we spoke at the beginning of the Shir, Shabbos Kvas Lamasa. And that's why when we start Shabbos, we're stricter than when we end Shabbos. So the Gemara says that if time klum koidim shiavdol, rachman tzlon misosa be'askra. So the Rashbam explains, why does somebody deserve such a terrible death? He says, because Wednesday, the Pasuk says in Parashas Bereishis that the Wednesday was the day that the stars were put up in the sky. And Wednesday is also the day, explains the Marsha, that Mes'anin al-Askra, that they used to daven that chas v'shalom nobody should die with this horrible death of Askara. We also know, as we're going to speak, that Havdalah can be recited until Wednesday. So we see that Havdalah travels together with Askara. Because Tosfos explains that the reason Misasa ba'Askara is because since he ate what he wasn't supposed to eat, that's why his Mises were Askara. So, but the Mashal says the difficulty with Tosfos Pshat is then why only for this Achila Asura? Only in this case where somebody ate what he wasn't supposed to eat, where is the Misasa ba'Askara, and why don't we find that that's the meat, that that happens to anybody, whoever eats something that's not supposed to eat? Somebody didn't make Kiddush on Friday evening. Could he make Kiddush during the duration of Shabbos? Amalei, to which he answered, since the children of Chia taught us the Mishlai Hivdal Matzah Shabbos, as we just learned, if somebody didn't make Havdalah Matzah Shabbos, Mavdav Ahoylech Kol Shabbos Kula, he can make Havdalah until Wednesday. Hachinami, the same thing regarding Kiddush. Mishlai Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos, you didn't make Kiddush Friday evening, B'kaddish V'Ahoylech Kol Yom Kula, you can make Kiddush the whole week. So we see here that Kiddush and Havdalah, the Chazal gave us an extension. So, how do we, when we speak about the chiyuv of making Kiddush, that you can make Kiddush for the entire Shabbos day, how is that to be understood? Doesn't mean that the zman for Kiddush is really Friday night, but if somebody missed it, he can make it up by saying Kiddush by day, like we have in, by Tefillah, the halacha of Tashlumim, or do we understand that the zman of Kiddush is really the entire Shabbos? Just Chazal said, make Kiddush, as we discussed earlier in our shir, as early as possible. But if you didn't make Kiddush as early as possible, you can make Kiddush during the entire Shabbos. So it's a machlokes rishonim. The Rav Amram says that it's to be considered tashlumim. And the Rambam's opinion is that the zman Kiddush is the entire Friday night. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, we know in Hilchas Tefillah, that if somebody missed a tefillah, he can make it up by the next tefillah. But that, which is called tashlumim, as we said a moment ago, but that halach of tashlumim, that you can make it up by the next tefillah, is only if you missed the tefillah, b'shogi geboinus. But if somebody b'mezit missed a tefillah, if somebody deliberately missed a tefillah, it cannot be made up. So if we say that the halacha of Kiddush is also Tashlumim, so somebody deliberately did not make Kiddush Friday night, he won't be able to make it up. But if we'll say that the halacha of Kiddush is that the zman of Kiddush is really the entire Shabbos, then you would be able to make, it's not called a makeup, and even if you missed it, the mazid, you can make Kiddush the entire Shabbos. It's also interesting to point out that Masham says that very much along the lines of the Rambam, we know that if somebody missed a tefillah, if somebody missed Ma'ariv, the halacha is he should say shachris twice. The first shachris that he's saying the next morning is because today we have a chiv shachris, and the second shachris that he's saying is a makeup for the Ma'ariv that he missed last night. So says the Masham, according to the Rav Amram, the chiyuv of Kiddush on Shabbos that we make by day, if we miss this Friday night, is tashlumim. So he says we should say Kiddush twice in the morning. The first Kiddush, as we're going to learn, the Gemara is going to teach us that the Kiddush that we say Shabbos morning is Kiddush Rabbah. It's just the Bar Priya Goffin. We should first just say Bar Priya Goffin to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush by day, and then he should eat something. Kiddush b'makom suda, and then he should say the bracha of Kiddush from Friday night. He wouldn't say by a priya gofen again, but he should say the Kiddush of night, just like the halach is by every situation of tashlumim. The Kaf Chaim disagrees and says that if somebody missed Kiddush at night, he should only say Kiddush by day and say the Friday night Kiddush, and that will be sufficient. So here we're saying that we're learning the halach of Kiddush from the halach of Havdalah. By Havdalah, points out the Michas Chinuch, there is also the same question. This halacha that you can make Havdalah through Tuesday, there's a question, is that considered Tashlumim for Motzei Shabbos, or is it a Chiyuv that the Zman Havdalah is until Tuesday? And as we've discussed previously, the Nafkamina and the Shaila is if somebody, Rachman Tzlan, Lo Yaleinu V'Lo Yaleichem, was a Oinen on Matzoi Shabbos. And an Oinen, we know, doesn't make brachas. An Oinen is part of a more mitzvah sasei. So he doesn't make Havdalah. But then, it's after the Levayu on Sunday. And he's no longer an Oinen. Does he make Havdalah or not? So if we say that Havdalah is Tashlumim, so then he doesn't make Havdalah. Because if you weren't Chayiv at the Zman, there's no point in Tashlumim. If, on the other hand, it's the Chiv goes till Tuesday, then if you didn't make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, then you can make Havdalah till Tuesday. The Maram Shik says that Havdalah should be looked at as Tashlumim. And therefore he says the halacha is that if somebody deliberately did not make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, or not even deliberately, the example that we just gave of Oinen, he can't make it up the entire week. The Chasam Sofer says that even though that's the halacha by Havdalah, that the way we look at Havdalah is a tashlumim, that is not necessarily the same halacha by Kiddush. And by Kiddush, we could say these two shailas, says the Chasam Sofer, do not necessarily travel together. And even though by Havdalah we're saying it's always considered tashlumim, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the same by Kiddush. Says the Gemara, Eisvei, ask the Gemara, Leil Shabbos for Leil Yontif, of Friday night or Yontif night, Yesh Ben Kiddush Shal Kais, we have to say Kiddush. V'yesh Ben Askara, B'brich Samozen. On Shabbos we have to say Ritzei, on Yontif we have to say Yal V'yovei. Shabbos for Yontif, Ein Ben Kiddush Shal Kais, by day, there is no Chiv Kiddush. V'yesh Ben Askara, B'brich Samozen, but we do say Ritzei and Yal V'yovei. V'yisal Kedatech, ask the Gemara, if we're saying that the halacha is the mishaloi kiddush b'erev Shabbos, if you didn't make kiddush Friday night, mekadosh v'ayel kol yom kuloi, you'll make kiddush all day Shabbos. So then, what are you saying? Asked the Gemara. What is the Brisa saying that we never make kiddush Shabbos and Yom Tov day? Mishkachas lo. We do have a situation the yesh ben kiddush al kos that we do make kiddush on by day because we're learning now. Do you like kiddush murta? If you didn't make kiddush by night, mekadosh l'macha, you will make kiddush tomorrow. Amalei, says Rav Nachman, that is not a question. Because the Eloi K'tani, that Bryce is not speaking about a situation where somebody didn't make Kiddush at night. Of course, if somebody didn't make Kiddush at night, the halacha will be that you make it up. Here we're not speaking about such circumstances. Eisvei asked the Gemara, it says in a Bryce, K'voy Joy M'K'voy Laila, when it comes to showing kavod to Shabbos by day and kavod to Shabbos by night, the halacha is if somebody has special good food, he should eat it preferably Shabbos by day. There's a very famous Chokhmah Shloimeh. The Chokhmah Shloimeh says, the Yamshah Shloimeh says, he says in those days particularly, fish was considered a very big delicacy. And he says there were people that would eat fish Friday night and they didn't eat fish Shabbos by day. And he says, our Gemara is teaching us that Kvoy Yoim is great in the Kvod Laila. So if you have a special food, you should better eat it by day than by night. So the Aruch HaShulchan, in defending these people, says that two pshatim. One thing he says, they lived in a world where unfortunately they didn't have that much money, that many delicious foods. So there the halach is, you should save the food for day, not for night. However, Baruch Hashem, in the world that we live in, that there's plenty food available, we don't have to be so medagdic. Another point that the Aruch HaShulchan wants to make is, of course, as the Yamshah Shloimeh says, and our Gemara says, Kvoy Joim precedes Kvoy Laila, and you should save the better food for Shabbos by day. But let's say you have a food that won't be so delicious by day as it is by night, it's fresh by night, they didn't have refrigerators, and it's therefore better by night than by day. Even though Kvoy Joim comes before Kvoy Laila, you should eat it by night when it tastes better. Agmar clearly taught us that Kvoid Yoim is covered, it comes before Kvoid Laila. And there are many reasons given as to why. The Mechilta says that the Pasuk says, Zoch Hashem Shabbos, says the Mechilta, Es Yoim, Einli El Yoim. That would be maybe to teach us that only by day we have to give that covet. Laila Menayin, Tamalayim El Katshoy. Im Kain, says the Mechilta, Ma Tamalayim El Yoim. If by night and by day we have to show this covet, what does the Torah say, Yoim? To teach us, Kvoid Yoim, Kvoidim Kvoid Laila. Another pshat, the Chasdei David suggests, is the fact that the Torah, when it wants to express the chiyuv of Sudan Shabbos, says chlua hayoim. So the fact that the Torah expressed it by using the word yoim is a proof that kvoid yoim is greater than kvoid laila. Another pshat that I saw the Rish Sruluya explains that the chiyuv of Sudan Shabbos, as we spoke previously, we learned from the man in the Midbar. And the man came down always by day. And Shabbos didn't come down. So where was a nicker, the whole point of the man on Shabbos? Only by day. The man never fell by night. The Chasam Sofer says, and the Chasam Sofer makes a very important point. He says, whenever we look at Shabbos, as we get deeper into Shabbos, the Kvoid Shabbos, the Kedusha Shabbos, keeps on growing. So therefore he explains, the Kedusha Shabbos of Shabbos morning is a higher level of Kedusha than the Kedusha of Friday night. And that's why we have to show it with Kvoid Yoim of it, Bekovid Laila. Another Pshat that Aruch HaShulchan says that in those days people ate their primary meal by day. And since they ate the primary meal by day, so you want to show the Kvoid Shabbos by the primary meal. Continues the Braisa. If, however, somebody only has one cup of wine, we say Kiddush Friday night. Even though we just finished explaining that Kvoid Yoim comes before Kvoid Laila, Kiddush, Kiddush Yoim, Koyin Lekovid Lekovid Yoim. So we see, Vim Isa, but if we're learning that if you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, you can make it by day, why, if you only have one cup of wine, should we make the Kiddush Friday night? L'shafke ad l'macher. Why don't we leave that one cup till tomorrow? We'll have a beitarti, and then we'll do two mitzvahs on that cup. We'll make Kiddush on the cup. We're learning that you can make Kiddush by day. And not only will you be able to make Kiddush on that day, you'll be able to drink the wine and have Kvoid Yoim. Answers the Gemara, Amalei, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata. Even though you can make Kiddush by day, but now the Gemara is teaching us a concept of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata. You should always do a mitzvah at the proper time. And actually, the source for this halacha is a Gemara that we learned previously on Daf Samech Ches on the base, where we learned that Hektech Halavim Veivarim could be burnt all night, yet they didn't wait, the Karbonis that were burnt on Shabbos, they didn't wait till Matzah Shabbos to do the Hektech Halavim Veivarim. They did it already Shabbos afternoon, because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata. And actually, in Halacha, there are three concepts that are very similar, but are not actually the exact same. One is what we're learning now in the Gemara, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata, to do the Mitzvah at the proper time. The next concept is Rizim Medim and Lemitzvahs, that you should always do a mitzvah as soon and as possible. The example always given is that even though a bris milah could be done to be mekayim the proper mitzvah bris milah, you should do b'yom hashmini. But the halacha, as we learned from Avram Avinu, is v'yashkim Avram b'boker. Avram Avinu got up early in the morning to do the bris milah, and that's why a bris milah should be done l'chatchila early in the mitzvah. And then there's another halacha of shui mitzvah le'mishaninen. We never delay doing a mitzvah. This is a Gemara Masechta Yevamos. The Gemara Masechta Yevamos says that if somebody, Rachman Tzlan, dies without children, his brother should do Yibam. Which brother? So the Gemara says, mitzvah begodl le'yavim. Preferably, the oldest brother should do Yibam. But says the Gemara there, that let's say somebody doesn't, the oldest brother is out of town, should you wait for him to come back, or should you do it immediately? The halacha is that you should do the you should do the Yibum immediately and not use the oldest brother. Why? Because Shui Mitzvah Lem Shaninen, we never delay a mitzvah. So, the Shalos Tshuvos Avodas HaGashuni says that really all of these concepts that we just learned are all the same. They're different, they're expressed in different words, but they're really all the same. However, the Shalos Tshuvos Maram Shik explains that there is a difference between Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata and Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs. Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata is only at the beginning of the Zman Mitzvah. You should do the Mitzvah as soon as the Zman comes. The din of Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs, he says, and that's why he says, that's the reason as soon as the eighth day comes, you should do the Bris. Because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata. The concept of Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs, he says, would be that, let's say, for whatever reason, the bris milah was not done on the eighth day. So now you missed the eighth day. Zriza Magdim LaMitzvahs, he says, teaches us, do it the ninth day. Don't say, well, I didn't do it on the eighth day. I may as well push it off. The Sefer Brichas Avram explains as follows. Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata and Zriza Magdim LaMitzvahs are not really the same. Because Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs is only said when the chiv is to be done right away in the morning, like the Torah says, Yashkem Avram B'Boker. But it doesn't mean that if there's another mitzvah to be done, who says that we say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata? In other words, in our Gemara, where Kiddush can be recited Friday night, and Kiddush can be recited Shabbos by day, if the entire concept to say would be Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs, maybe we would tack a weight for Shabbos by day. Only, he explains, because there's a concept of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata, and you only have one cup of wine, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata says, make the Kiddush Friday night, and don't make the Kiddush Shabbos by day. Or me and Renan ask the Gemara, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata, is that true? For Tanya, Hanichnas the Beis of Matzah Shabbos, somebody comes home Matzah Shabbos, Mevarach al yayin, he should make a bracha bari pri agafin. Then you make hamar bari mayreish. Then you make a besamim. Vakach oima havdala al kais. Then you make the havdala. Continues the brisa. However, vim ein loy el kais echot. If the person only has one cup of wine, and he's going to be eating lav malka, and he's going to have to make a bari pri, he's going to have to say birchas hamazon, that there's a point to make Birchas HaMazon as we're going to see ala kais, and he only has one cup of wine. So says the Braisa, Menichoy ad la'achar HaMazon. And even though, as we learned earlier in our shiur today, that one may not eat before he makes Havdalah, in a situation, explained Tosfos in earlier in Daf Kuf Beis, where he only has one cup of wine, there the halacha allows him to eat, and only after eating, say Birchas HaMazon Havdalah on one kais. Other Rishonim say, as we've said earlier, that we're speaking here about a situation where a person began eating during Shabbos afternoon, and the halacha here is that once he began eating Shabbos afternoon, he could continue eating as long as, and then he'll say, Gemara says, if he only has one cup of wine, both Birchas HaMazon on one kais. If he only has one cup of wine, menich la'arach ha'mazon, leave, put it aside till after the meal. You say all of the brachas on that one cup. You say the brachas hamazon on that cup, and then afterwards you say the avdala. And we didn't say chaviva mitzvah b'shata, that you should immediately make avdala on matzah Shabbos because of chaviva mitzvah b'shata. Amalei, I'm not considered a great chacham. I'm not a navi. But what I said is not something that I heard from a yachid. El gemarne v'sadarne no. My job is to repeat what I learned. I learned the halacha. In the yeshivas, they paskin like me. The shalilon, there's a difference in halacha between when we start the day and we end the day. A yule yoyma, when it comes to make kiddush, call kamen magdimen lei as early as we can make kiddush, odif, or mechavirin lei. We should make kiddush as quickly as possible. That's the halacha by Kiddush, because Kiddush represents the beginning of Shabbos. However, when it comes to end the day, we want to always delay the ending of Shabbos, the making of the Avdolah. We don't want Shabbos should be considered a burden, that I'm looking to end Shabbos, I'm anxious to end the Avdolah. And from here we see that a person should try to make Kiddush as quickly as possible. And I saw that the halacha is that when somebody finishes davening Friday night, he should immediately come home and make Kiddush. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Aleph, and the way the Magen Avraham explains that halacha, that somebody should make Kiddush right away after Ma'ariv. The Meram Panu disagrees, and he says, when it comes to Kiddush on Friday night, we can't force anybody to make Kiddush. But there's a very important point that I saw many Poskim make, and that is that they say that when it comes to making Kiddush Friday night, even if the Meram Panu says we don't have to be so medagdig to make Kiddush immediately after davening, that's if we don't have guests, or that's if we don't have family members who are hungry. But if we have guests or family members that are hungry, then we have to immediately make Kiddush. In fact, it's well known that the Chafetz Chaim, if he had guests Friday night, as soon as he came home, he would immediately make Kiddush. He didn't even say Shalom Aleichem. He didn't even sing Zmiris, that everybody sings before Kiddush, because he said, if I have guests and I told them I'm going to give them a Shabbos meal, there's a question about Ta'achar. I took upon myself such an obligation, and there's about Ta'achar if I don't serve the guest immediately. There's a discussion amongst the Paiskim that those that have a minig not to make Kiddush Friday night between 6 and 7 o'clock, because that's the time of a bad mazel. That's the time of a bad mazel madam. Then those that say we shouldn't be machmer, the Likut Merach says that even though it's a very worthwhile minig, you have to be smart, he says. And if by doing that, you're going to cause that your guest or your family members who want to eat are hungry and you're delaying the meal because of this minig, it's not something you should do. He says that if somebody is concerned by making Kiddush at that time, but he still has to make Kiddush because of his family, because of his guest, he says you should say the piyut of Av Harachmim, Hu Rachim Ama Musim, V'yiska Bris Aisonim, V'yatzim Nafshesenu Menashos Harois. By saying that chapter, indeed, Yatzim Nafshesenu Menashos Harois. Agmar speaks about making Havdalah as later. Shabbos shouldn't be a burden on you. So the Pais can say that this is the basis for the question, what's proper to do on Matzah Shabbos Chanukah? Should you light the Chanukah candles first, or should you make Havdalah? The minig of the Gra was that he lit the Chanukah candles first. The reason being, because he always wanted, as our Gemara just taught us, he always wanted to delay Havdalah. And therefore, he lit the Havdalah candles first. Most people, the Mishnah Berurah says, have the minig that they make the Havdalah first and then they light the candles. But there are many, many Poskim that made Neiros Havdalah, Neiros Chanukah first. Apparently, that was the minig of the of the Chassam Sofer and of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Says the Gemara, Shmamina Mihamis Nisa, from this price that we just learned, we can learn Tamni, 8 halachas. Shmamina, the first halacha we learn is that a mavdal b'tefila, even though we all say Atochan on Tanu, the halacha is Tzarech Shiyavdal Alakois, he still has to make Havdalah when you come home. The Shmamina, and here we see that the bracha should always be made Alakois. That even Birchas HaMazon should be made Alakois. There's a very interesting question amongst the Paiskim. So what is the halacha about Birchas HaMazon on a kois? That the Torah's opinion is that even if somebody's benching by himself, he should say Brichas HaMazon on the Kais. The Tosfos' opinion is that only when three people, when we're benching Bezima, it should be Baal Kais. And the Rif says that the opinion of the Ramban, and the Rambam is that it's not required, it's a mitzvah min ha-mufchar. And the Mishnah Brura says that the Minhag HaOlam is like in Siman Kuf Pei Beis, Sifkot and Dalet, the Minhag HaOlam is like the Rambam, that we don't necessarily, we're not makbid to make brach samazon al kais, it's a mitzvah and a mufcha. Vishma mino, kais a bracha tzorach shebe shir. You have to have at least a revius. And you can't make a bracha on less than that. You can't divide it. Otherwise, there would never be a problem that you don't have a kais like we just discussed. Vishma mino, hamvarach tzorach shiatim. Because if you don't have to taste the wine, why do we have to do havdalah and brichas hamazon on one kais? Just make brichas hamazon on it. Don't drink it, and then you'll say havdalah. It must be because you drank from it. B'shma mino, tama pogmoy. Once you drank from it, it becomes pogum, and a kais pogum cannot be used for a bracha. Because if not, why can't you just drink a drop and then fill it up with water or whatever and use it again? It must be because that cup of wine got disqualified. B'shma mino, tom. That if you ate something before Avdallah, Mavdal, you still can make Avdallah. V'shtaminon, we learned from the Oymer Shtei Kedusa Kais Echad, as we learned, you could say both Birchas HaMazon and Avdallah on one Kais. V'shmaminon, and this Braisa follows Beishamai Elibid Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda, we learned earlier, says that the proper order of Avdallah is Ner B'Somim. But we learned that according to Beis Hillel, and that's the way we paskin, that we make B'Somim, Bari Mina B'Samim, and only after that we make a Bari Mera Heish.